Frank Big Bear is an artist who grew up on and around the White Earth Reservation in northwestern Minnesota. Much of Big Bear's work is comprised of detailed and vibrant colored pencil drawings of fantastic human, animal, and supernatural figures in wild scenes. And you can see some of his work at our website, kaxe.org, and also on our Facebook page. Frank Big Bear's work portrays problems facing Native Americans now and through history. The Native Arts and Cultures Foundation recently awarded Big Bear a fellowship grant, and producer Alana Yust recently spoke with the program director of the Native Arts and Cultures Foundation, Francine Blythe. Alana asked her about the fellowship and what it means for artists like Frank Big Bear.
The foundation was incorporated in 2009 and began to give out grants in the way of artists. They weren't called fellowships at the time, but artist grants for individual innovative creative works, and then community project grants to organizations, and then sustainable operation grants to Native organizations, art organizations, in 2010. They started to do that in 2010. And every year then, just depending on the fluctuation of funding, the grant amounts that are awarded out vary, and including in the type of different projects that the organization supports. But now in its fifth year, we're kind of getting a better focus of where we can garner and where we can direct those funding monies to really support arts and cultures in Native communities, which is in the fellowships, community inspiration programs, and soon to be in Native Nation partnership programs.
And these National Artist Fellowships, like the one Frank Big Bear was just awarded, they're a big deal, these fellowships. Can you tell us why they're important to artists?
Well, the National Artist Fellowship is the highest caliber of fellowship within our organization that we give out, because it's basically a monetary award to just support the artists and their future endeavors. And so it's not tied to any kind of a specific project that they're going to work with during the year of the fellowship. With the Nationals, they're at the top caliber of artists that we're really working on, harder to get out further into the mainstream than they already are, or if they're at the cusp of, you know, getting recognition nationally, that it will catapult them into the mainstream. So that's the significance of the National Artist Fellowship and the slight difference between the other two regional fellowships that we offer.
And what is the competition like for these awards? They're very prestigious, and there is a monetary component to them. What is competition like?
It's really, really, really stiff. It's very tough in the selection process. This year, we got over 200 applications nationwide, including from Alaska and the Hawaiian Islands.
Wow.
And so then to narrow down from 200 to only, you know, 13 awardees is an extremely very thorough scoring process and very thorough examination of the entire application, the artist statement, the artist's vision, the past work, the current desire of what they want to do in their career. Most of them want to either shift mediums, which is what Frank Big Bear wants to do entirely, and go and explore and experiment within that new medium, or really expand within their medium their imagination to be able to do something that they've just never been able to do before. And what we hope is the fellowship award money allows them that time and the opportunity, you know, so that they don't have to be worrying about other additional resources and making a living off of other means, whatever that may be, and for an interim of time that they can just launch into something through the fellowship.
And you mentioned that Frank Big Bear is interested in kind of trying a new medium. Can you tell us a little bit about his art and about where he hopes to take it?
Well, in his application, he has mentioned, and as well as people in the art community would know, that he's well known for his pencil drawings and his very fine and bold and vibrant colors of his drawings. And he's done very well and has gotten recognized. And now he wants to really try to experiment in a whole entire medium, which is he has started to do in collage work. And that is getting notoriety and recognition within the museum world. And he wants to really further develop that. I think he's only been, just at the very early emerging stage of experimenting with collage. So it's exciting to imagine what we can see within even a year from now.
Great. We're looking forward to seeing that. You know, fellowship programs like this are so important to artists. What do you think is the outlook for programs like this?
Well, it's really tough overall in general in this country in the arts field. Funding overall in the United States for arts is at 18% or less overall in philanthropy. Then within that 18%, Native arts and cultures get less than 1%. So finding that funding support so that we can continue to do fellowships and support artists and provide resources besides just monetary awards, and also to assist with larger scale art projects is always challenging and probably will just continue to be ever challenging in the years ahead, and with no real foresight by anybody within the art industry that it's going to suddenly become abundant with financial support.
And so the work you're doing, I think, is incredibly important. And I would think it would be quite rewarding work as well.
It is. It's wonderful to work with artists. Artists are so inspiring and creative and inventive and imaginative. And they're just, so many are just outside the box thinkers in so many ways to many kind of even global topics, related to environment, related to social issues. So artists are just, it's art's always been there in man's history. It's always been there. It will always continue to exist and find its way to present its voices out into the world and the community. And to me, that's what's really inspiring. It's a medium that just will not go away and always finds its way.
Well, Francine Blythe is the program director with the Native Arts and Cultures Foundation. Francine, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
And Francine spoke with Northern Community Radio producer Alana Yust. This program is part of Area Voices, stories about the arts, culture, and history of Northern Minnesota. Area Voices is supported by the people of Minnesota and the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.